The Harbor's New Country, Kix 95.3. It's Loose Manny in the morning and the Kix 95.3 morning show. I have special guests in studio, and I love it when I get guests. And joining me are members of the Ocean Shores Theater Troupe, Stage West. They are here. They've got a play coming up this weekend, as a matter of fact. Please welcome Pamela Nygaard.
Good morning.
Carol Riles.
Good morning.
And Arlene Neeson.
Greetings.
Did I say that right?
Yes.
All right, good.
You.
I was worried about that for a second. Welcome. The play, which is opening this weekend, called 12 Incompetent Jurors, which right away screams comedy. Pamela?
Well, sort of realism, too, yeah. But yeah. Yes.
Sort of. It's kind of funny how the people that do end up on jury duty are people that aren't smart enough to get out of it, right?
That's a very good point, and that might be some of these jurors.
It could be. Well, let's talk a little bit about the play, which is opening this Friday, January 20th, and runs through the weekend. And also, it looks like into next weekend a little bit, too, which is going to be at the Ocean Shores Lions Club, 832 Ocean Shores Boulevard. Tickets are $10. We'll give you more information on that in a minute. Let's talk a bit about the play. First of all, it's about a jury, obviously, but give us a little more backstory on what the play's about. What are they trying to decide?
It's a parody of 12 Angry Men, if okay. You know that.
Yes.
Scenario.
Very classic.
Very classic. And it's very much a parody of that. So It is a comedy, and there's this terrible catnapper person that's on trial. And
The catnapper.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a whole story behind that, but you'll have to come to hear about that. But Yes, and it's just a terrible crime, just terrible. And yet we can't decide whether this person is guilty or not guilty.
Okay. The catnapper.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, so he's stealing cats.
Yes.
Not just stealing them.
Cats, yes.
Okay.
It's just one of those horrible crimes.
That is a terrible crime, I'm telling you. Especially if you're one of the owners of the cats that get nabbed.
Exactly.
People love their animals. They really do. That's a terrible crime. So, do we know what he's doing with the cats when he naps them? Or is he just keeping them for himself? Does he just like cats?
We don't want to give
is
away
it a he?
Too much.
Is it a she?
It's a he.
Okay. That's a twist right there, because I would expect it to be a woman stealing cats.
That's an interesting.
We don't hear about too many crazy cat guys. You always hear about the crazy cat lady.
And we can't even decide whether this has really happened or not. But apparently, there's a lot of evidence that it did.
What's the character that you're playing in the play?
I am juror number 3. And I'm the only sane one in the room. Everyone else is just completely insane.
Everybody.
Okay. They're just being manipulated constantly by juror number 8.
Juror number 8, is that Arlene?
Yes, it is.
Arlene, tell me about juror number 8.
Well,
is she insane, or is it the other way around?
Oh, no. Juror number 8 is the only sane one there. She's the master manipulator, the puppet master, if you will.
Yeah. The puppet master?
Yes, of these jurors. She's very observant of their characters and uses that to manipulate them into their decision, into their final decision.
Okay.
My character is based on the Henry Fonda character in 12 Angry Men.
Okay. Now, Carol, who are you playing? You're juror number which?
2.
Juror number 2.
And I am neurotic and anxious and nervous. And neurotic.
Now tell me about your character.
And anxious and nervous. Kind of the comedy relief, I guess.
Yeah. Have you all done these plays before? Or is this anybody, this is your first time? Is this your first time?
This is my first time.
Yeah. Are you having a fun time?
Mostly. Mostly, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great experience, but
you have the jitters. You know, that's perfectly normal, by the way.
I am
perfectly
playing
normal.
Myself.
Yeah, no, that's the best part. It's perfectly normal. And what happens is then you get out there and you forget about it. Once you're on the stage, you forget about everything. And then later on, it's like it just was over so fast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As Pamela knows. She's been doing this a while. So you get a little bit nervous and you go out and all of a sudden the whole thing's done. It's over with and you did a great job. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, you're going to be fine. You got the character down. Just saying.
Well, thank you.
Now, you were saying... Pamela, you were saying that this play is going to be put into a competition.
Yes, we're taking this in February to Kaleidoscope, which is a state competition of the Washington State Association of Community Theaters. Mm-hmm. We will be competing. It's over a weekend, and it's a juried kind of competition. It's interesting. You have to fit your set and your cast in a 10x10 square. Mm-hmm. And you get 10 minutes to set up, you get 60 minutes to perform, and you get 10 minutes to tear down.
Yeah.
And you have to, there's a bunch of rules about how you do this and how it all works, but if you go over any of those times, you're eliminated from the competition.
Automatically.
Yeah, so we've been working with trying to get our play into 60 minutes.
Yeah.
And without going over. And so that's part of it. But this is kind of, we've done it before, once before. I think it's every other year they mm-hmm. do the competition. And two of the companies from this competition will go on to state. And state is going to be Idaho, Alaska, Oregon, and Washington. And the state competition will be held in Oregon in March.
On.
So, and if you get that, you go to nationals.
So the first one is kind of like local, and
yes.
the second one is more regional,
right.
and then a national level. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah.
We just feel like we're the little theater that could.
Is this play a one-act play to begin with, or is it something you've got to condense down?
We have to condense down, mm-hmm. and so we've spent a lot of time trying to figure out where to do that without losing any of the kind of the flow of of the whole thing.
Sure.
Maybe last night we were doing that some more, but it does. You have to do that. The last one we did, we just took one act. This one we're going to do the whole play, mm-hmm. but we're going to just keep the essential pieces
sure.
of it, so people will understand it.
And you said that the play, it's called 12 Incompetent Jurors. So there are 12.
There are
actors.
12 actors
total.
Total.
So there's no judge, no lawyers, or anything like that. It's just
yes. You hear a little bit offstage.
You're saying the judge is offstage.
Yes.
Now, who's doing the voice of the judge? Do we know?
Well, it's Lori Harden. Mm-hmm. Lori is the director.
Director of the play.
Yes. Yeah. So she's doing that judge part. Yeah. So we didn't have to go outside, and recruit someone for that too.
Yeah. I mean, the best part about that is you could record it all ahead of time.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's always fun.
True.
Well, the play is opening this weekend. Its first performance is Friday night, January 20th, and it's at 7 o'clock. And then there's a Saturday, also 7 o'clock on the 21st. And then next weekend, a Friday, Saturday, the 27th, 28th at 7 p.m. And if evening plays are not your thing and you're more of a matinee kind of a person, well, then Sunday, this weekend, there is a 2 o'clock matinee. And then next weekend on the 29th, a 2 o'clock matinee. And again, it's all happening at Ocean Shores Lions Club. 832 Ocean Shores Boulevard Northwest. Tickets are $10. You can get them locally at the Dusty Trunk and Mocha Madness in Ocean Shores, or just go online to stagewestos.org.
Can I just add, on Saturdays, we're going to have a Q&A after the show, so the audience can, all the actors, well, most of them, except maybe really shy ones, will be available for questions, and we'll have a sit-down Q&A after on Saturdays.
I was going to say to make sure to direct all your questions to Carol, because she would love to answer them.
She would. And her therapist thinks this is really good for her.
Sure it is. It's very good therapy. Well, you guys break a leg and have a great time, and good luck at your state competition. It's going to be fantastic. Thanks for coming in. It's Stage West Ocean Shores Theater Troupe. Again, their play this weekend, 12 Incompetent Jurors. And if you missed any of this interview, we will post it on our website, kix953.com.